A Campbell River man who repeatedly punched and kicked a man lying helplessly on the sidewalk has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for manslaughter. In January, Justin William Arnett pleaded guilty to the October 2020 beating death of 59-year-old Dean Duell. Although the Crown had sought an 8-year prison sentence, provincial court judge Reginald Harris found Arnett's moral culpability was reduced because he experienced intergenerational trauma and had witnessed violence and substance abuse as a child. Harris gave Arnett credit of 3 years, 1 month and 3 weeks for time spent in pre-trial custody. This means Arnett must serve a further 10 months in prison for manslaughter. Court heard that on October 15, 2020, Duell was out drinking in downtown Campbell River. Sometime after 10:30 p.m., he ran into Arnett, who was out with two other men. Arnett thought Duell had made a racist comment and pushed Duell. In the confrontation captured on security video, Duell pulled out a knife. Arnett pushed it aside several times, then punched Duell in the face. Duell fell to the ground, landing on the roadway at the edge of the sidewalk. Arnett kicked and punched him in the head several times. Arnett stepped away, then circled back, kicking and punching Duell again. This happened 3 times, the judge noted in his March 7 decision. Arnett and his friends then moved Duell onto the sidewalk and up against a building. Again, Arnett hit him several times. Duell remained lying on the sidewalk. He tried to get up, but fell to the ground striking his head. Paramedics arrived and took him to the hospital where he died a few days later. An autopsy revealed bruising and abrasions to his head, torso and limbs. He had internal bruising to the right side of his neck and a fractured hyoid bone. The pathologist determined cause of death was head trauma. Arnett was arrested on January 28, 2021. During a police interview, he started to cry and express remorse when he was shown video of the beating. Mr. Arnett's use of excessive violence needs to be denounced and deterred. I say this recognizing and appreciating the impact of the racial comment and the production of the knife, however, Mr. Arnett went too far. Simply, he continued to inflict violence after Mr. Duell was incapacitated and he did so when he had an opportunity to walk away, said the judge. Duell's death has created a huge void and much sadness for his partner and his family and friends, Harris noted. In her victim impact statement, Duell's sister, Cheryl Campbell, said she has a broken heart, misses her brother and has difficulty sleeping. His partner is gripped with grief and her sense of security is shaken. The letters describe how wonderful and unique Mr. Duell was. They also describe understandable feelings of sadness, anger and a sense that their community is unsafe, said the judge. Arnett also pleaded guilty to robbing Maxine Cook, a vulnerable homeless woman who was sleeping outside Campbell River Library in the early morning of January 23, 2021. Court heard that Arnett and another man carrying a baseball bat approached two women as they slept. Arnett awakened Cook by brandishing a 2-liter bottle of alcohol over her head. He punched Cook in the face and stole her cell phone and her backpack with her birth certificate inside. A GLADU report prepared for sentencing noted that Arnett, 32, is an intergenerational residential school survivor. He was born in Campbell River. His mother is a member of Quequot First Nation. His father is a member of Michel First Nation, a blend of Iroquois, Cree and Métis. His parents separated before his birth due to substance misuse and his father's violent behavior. Arnett stayed with his mother but suffered mental, emotional, physical and verbal abuse. When he was 12, he was sent to live with his uncle and was moved from family member to family member. As he got older, Arnett started working and abusing drugs and alcohol, and ended up on the streets. He left school in grade 10. He has worked in commercial fishing, construction and forestry. His maternal grandmother went to Indian Day School and spent a year tied to a bed at Nanaimo Indian Hospital. His grandfather was raised in the foster system and is a residential school survivor. Arnett's involvement in the criminal justice system is related to unresolved traumas, lack of coping, general life skills, poor judgment, addictions and criminal associations, the report found. The judge found it aggravating that Arnett continued to assault Duell when he was clearly incapacitated. He found Arnett's guilty pleas, his remorse to be mitigating. Harris sentenced Arnett to 6 months for the robbery, followed by 2 years of probation to assist with his rehabilitation. During his probation, Arnett must take counseling and programs as directed by his probation officer. He must also complete 75 hours of community service. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com.